Hello, this is Sheldon Rao, and I'm going to be hosting Yeast Radio today, the pregrub. I'm a lawyer, and I'm hot. Yeah. Ram. I'm a hottie. Is my name wearing out? I've got a hot cock. Now. Yeah, gotta make it just a volume. Shelly Rab. I'm a lawyer and a proctologist. I enjoy listening to Richard Strauss. I'm going to be warming up for my lesbian friend, Madge. She's a whore. I'm Shelly Rabe. Don't fuck with me, fellas. I'm still box office draw, especially because I got this lump on my head above my left eye. I'm not Chinese, I'm Jewish. I just look Chinese and ugly, with a huge nose. Sorry. Girdle. Oh, I say girdle like Manch, too. My name's Shelly Rabe. No relation to Shelly Winters. You know, see what's up next. East. Pregrum. Pregrummels. Pregrum. Cheryl Murkowski's. She's ugly too. Though I don't know if she has this large dot over her, or bump over her left eyeball like I do. I'm Shelley Rabb. Sorry. Shelley for short. Don't say any bad words either. Don't like those words on here. Shelley Rabb's my name. Podcasting's the game. Effective today. Trickin'. I say trickin' like Madge does. While these lesbians sing. The playground. Hi. Hi, Tobin Smart. This isn't Madge. This is Shelley Rabb. I'm warming up for her. So I hope you have a nice time. I'm Shelley Rabb. I'm a lawyer. You need a lawyer, honey? I got a big lump above my left eye. And my nose is bigger than my glasses. I'm going to call the Cheryl. I mean, I'm going to put on Madge for Cheryl. Chuckle. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up, Germans. You killed all my relatives. So Shelley out. Hello, everyone. It's Madge. I know I sound very different from Shelley Rabb, my guest host. I hope you enjoyed her. Let me turn away from her. I haven't gotten made up yet, so I'm just going to be really ugly today. Chicken. Hi, it's Madge Weinstein. I'm a lesbian with an identity crisis, food allergies, and vague booking tendencies. Now, let's call this Rilch. I feel like I've gotten myself mixed up with Shelley Rabb's identity, who's very hot.
Yes.
Hi. What's with all the noise in the background already, you stupid
vagina? What noise?
I hear noise. I don't mean your vagina. It sounds like you're in a sewer with Gollum.
A sewer?
I hear a lot of noise. You got a fan running, honey?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Let me turn your lippy down. All right.
Is this better?
I can live with it. It just sounds like shit. But then again, you do have
is
a frog.
Is it better now or no?
Yes, it is. What did you do, honey?
I turned on the, quote, ambient noise reduction.
Wee-wee-wee. Work that thing, girl.
Yeah, work these
clay-ups. Cheryl?
Yes, it's me. Is it me you're looking for?
Listen, this week, I don't want you to use those offensive words because I got a lot of complaints.
Junior.
Yes? You said pickaninny last time.
I thought.
You did, and I heard a lot of people, you know, I work with people of different colors, and I heard back from you because I heard back, I said, somebody said to me, you know, I don't appreciate the use of the word pickaninny. I mean, you think you can just get it past the audience because it's Cheryl saying it, but no, I heard you. You said pickaninny.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so can we not have that kind of language this
time? It's delicious pickle.
What did you say?
I was eating a pickle.
I thought you were saying that thing I just told you not to
Happy
say.
Happy Saturday, the faggot.
Yeah, girl. Wheel.
What's new, flavor work? What's new? First release.
Every one of us came.
What is new?
Now, Madge, I got a text message from you today saying, please remind me to play the new Sylvia Brown urination clip from Crumpled Foreskin.
Well, it's Crumpled Foreskin has been sending us a lot of amazing materials, but this...
I read it really quickly, and I read it as curmudgeon.
Curmudgeon doesn't send us clips. He's not really all that advanced mentally.
Yeah.
Now, Cheryl, the thing is, I love this clip. It's a wonderful clip. But the thing of it is that I don't feel like I should play it until we get at least one donation because it's so good.
Oh, Okay.
So if anybody want to be hearing this hot clip from the double holder, which I have to locate. Got a whole set of new double holder items, which I'm really loving to play. This first, there's a special, Crumpled Foreskin made me a whole section called Cycles, just specially designed cycles. I'll play one, it's because I highlighted it. It's called Pill Cycle. I think it's playing too fast. Here, let's just play it normally.
Pill. Pill. Pill.
You like that?
Pill. 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 Pill.
I like the reverberation.
Pill. Pill.
Pill.
Pill. Pill.
It actually sounds okay with your eating. Normally, I hate your eating because you are an eater.
What about that?
Griselda wants me to call her because she's in Arkansas for some sort of a run with,
the fuck?
With obese people. But I know you don't subscribe to the special fatty stream, but the fatty stream was on fire today from these Fackensaw's Arkansas fatties.
Pill. 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 Pill.
I thought that was a donation. Pill. It was Griselda texting
Pill.
Me.
That's a great
pill.
Drop.
Pill.
Well, I'll play new.
I'll be like Rachel. I'll lead you to restart the ground.
Pill. Yeah, every week.
Pill.
Pill. What about this one? You like that, Cheryl?
Yeah. I've got real things now. I'm ready to grum.
We are grumming. This is the grum.
Oh, well, I don't want to cycle.
Well, I'm waiting for money so that we can. All right, what do you want to talk about? I'm waiting for money to play the urine discussion, the special urine clip.
Well, we've got lots of topics for discussion.
Okay.
Let me see here.
Did you want to talk about Sheldon Rabb, who you did my pre-show?
Well, I mean, it's a little old, but
do you think he's
The Onion calling this black cunt?
Oh, yeah, the little girl. But, you know, the thing is that I said earlier in the week, which is they meant to call Anne Hathaway a cunt.
Oh, yeah, I remember that now.
Did you like my picture of myself as Precious, by the way?
Which pick you were?
The one on my current program that I posted yesterday, which you've seen.
One moment.
Thank you, stupid bitch.
I've been a busy girl.
Yeah, you're too busy to listen to my whole.
No, I've been listening to you. It's not nice to do that. God, you're so. Oh, that's beautiful.
Thank you, honey.
Yeah, look at that blue.
I think I look sexy as Precious.
Yeah. Okay.
Griselda actually said I looked prettier than the Precious. You know.
Excuse me?
Do you agree?
Well, there was pickle. Podcasting memories. Knocking over a microphone with a body part waltzed on Yeast Radio. Stomachi.
Pickle.
What?
Who are you talking about? Who did that?
Father kept us to eat healthy. I know we cook with fat back and all that stuff. Father, help us to be strong. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, I'm ready to eat.
Who did that with the microphone penis?
Twinkles.
Twinkle Boy? He changed his name. Now he's TKL or something.
Yeah.
Gripes me. Where's my purse?
I've got a wonderful video for you to play for everyone. I'm going to put it in the room.
Move!
Cheryl, the problem is nobody's given us money yet.
Well, it's okay then. This is nice entertainment until then.
Zillafag is not obese. Anyone have the Eat This Hot Show music mix that was uploaded to SoundCloud? I don't even know what you're talking about. All right.
There's this video for everybody. Down it's punishment. Sweet.
Downswing, deal with it. What are you putting it in the audience holder for?
So everyone can see when you're not playing it.
But I am going to play it.
Do it.
Oh, God, Cheryl.
This is a good one.
It looks like there's going to be duty. I'm not ready to play it yet, Cheryl. I don't have the holder vision on. Let me pause the grum because I don't want to lose it like I did last week.
That's just because you played Listwood.
Oh, shut up. I know it is. Listwood crashed me.
Yeah, you kind of like re-record that clip and make it so it doesn't crash things. No.
I did, actually, but it was too late.
Move!
Help.
Okay, let me just stop this. I'll be right black. Okay, now I'm black. Now, we were talking about your racism in this show and how it's not acceptable. Okay.
Well, too late. You didn't record it.
If you tithe and give me a lot of money, I'll save your soul.
Cheryl, what were you going to say? I'm not ready for television.
I was going to say that you were going to show everybody this wonderful video of this tranny with your new vagina and large lips.
No, I'm going to play this special clip first. I don't care. I'll play it again if somebody donates because it's really good. It's short, Cheryl. It's sweet, but it's very good. You're going to like this one.
Fine.
Are you ready for the brand new Sylvia clip? It's only 16 seconds, but I hope I haven't given it too much of a build up.
Yep.
Okay, quiet.
My hands can project miracles. My love can project wellness. My asshole can project urine like this golden strand that's circling through this beautiful audience.
Did you like that, Cheryl?
Yes, although she sounds a little younger.
Did you like Crumpled Foreskin's creation there?
Do it again.
All right. Here we go.
My hands can project miracles.
Yeah.
My love can project wellness.
Yeah.
My asshole can project urine like this golden strand that's circling through this beautiful audience.
Asshole. That's nice.
How did Crumpled Foreskin find her saying asshole? Let's just hear it once more, and then I promise we're done with her.
My hands can project miracles.
Asshole.
My love can project wellness.
Well.
My asshole can project urine like this golden strand circling through this beautiful audience.
I like how it's called ass urine, parenthesis, edited. You know? I wouldn't have known that. All right, fine. All right, Cheryl, fine. I'll play the rest of it.
Speak to those cells in the buttocks area. What? Speak to those cells in the buttocks area.
Urine.
That was called cell phone in the buttocks. Mm-hmm. Okay, pink elephant. This is a cycle. Well, yeah.
Pink elephant, 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 pink elephant.
Okay, this is called cough cycle. Better make that one loudy. You like that one?
Yeah.
This one is called ow cycle.
We get an earache and say, ow.
It's clever. This is called memra har 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 cycle. This should be good, I think.
Yep, that was pretty good.
What is Chris sending me? Chris sent me something. Chris! It better be
Fuck
a Friday.
Off, Chris.
I know. He sent me some lesbians on the train.
Okay.
Yeah. Which one did I just play? Emra Har Har? Or did I play Choke yet?
Nope.
That was not a joke. This one's called Yes Cycle.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Okay. September.
In September. Tom cycle. These fucking kids, can you hear them? Jesus Christ, my life is effed.
Who is Tom? Who is Tom? Who is Tom? Who is Tom?
Okay, now we have Nyah cycle.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
I love the mouth noise at the beginning.
Yes.
I kind of want to isolate the mouth noise, Cheryl. Do you want to hear the noise?
Yes.
Let's just do that, shall we? Shelly Rab. Shut up. Sorry, I had to tell myself to shut up. It's talking about Shelly.
Right.
All right. The next one is called I See You Cycle.
I see you. I see you.
All right. Now, that would be a cycle if I just kept. This is Pill. You already heard Pill.
Uh-huh.
This is called A Cycle.
Oh, one of those. Ooh. Oh, one of those. Ooh. Oh, one of those. Ooh. Oh. One of those. Ooh. Oh. One of those. Ooh. Oh. One of those. Oh. One of those. Ooh. Oh.
We need, just the ah and the mm, and then we'll have her fucking. Let me get that together, honey. Where are you, eh?
Oh, one of those. Ooh. Oh. One of those. Ooh.
Shut up, Sylvia. You're working my last GDN. You know what that means, Cheryl?
No.
Goddamn nerve.
I don't think that's what you mean. You mean something much more offensive.
Cheryl,
and grateful.
Will you stop saying that? I don't want any more noise. I don't want any more objections from the penis gallery.
Now listen.
Okay, shush.
Oh. Oh.
Wait, shit on a cunt.
There's nothing wrong with a circularly laid turd.
Oh.
Cuntly.
Oh.
Really? Says who?
Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Circularly laid cunt lips?
Yes, when you're making a churn and you move your butt. Cinnamon roll. Move. You want to see my cinnamon mother. Roll lips?
Yeah, talk about your TJ cinnamon roll lips or whatever.
Listen,
tell me about your lips. We all want to know about.
I would like
lips.
To watch the tranny's lips now.
Which tranny's lips?
That tranny's lips.
Which tranny, Cheryl?
Put the leonk in the leonk. I'll put it in the. That will destroy you as well.
Hold on, I got a voicemail from an old friend, so I put out a message saying that we would answer questions, so we're finna. I'm gonna play this. It's from our old friend.
Well, shit. How you girls doing? I thought maybe you'd be answering live calls and taking your fans' questions, and we have to leave messages.
We can call you Black.
Well, if you don't know or you haven't
You're Black.
Been able to figure it out yet, my name is Flatowitz. And it's been a while.
So
I'd like to give you a call. I will try again, and I hope you're having a great show, girls. Okie dokie.
Bye.
She's still alive.
I know. Isn't that amazing? Maybe she quit the druggies and the crack whores.
Yeah, probably not.
All right, Cheryl, what were you talking about, your donut lip? You got a donut lip, Cheryl.
I said you fucking lame.
All right, fine.
You
let me get
like this video for these assholes.
Let me get this goddamn. I wasn't ready with my holder vision. You're getting me.
This is from Taffy.
Taffy?
Yeah, Taffy.
Quilting Taffy?
Yep.
Wee.
She sends me disgusting videos from doings.
Wee, Taffy. Taffy, baby, suck your daddy's dick. Oops, excuse me. All right, I got a holder. Oops, wait. All right, we have holder vision on with holder audio. All right, Cheryl. You want me to play this clip in your lip?
Mm-hmm.
Shagoon?
Yeah.
Cheryl, stop saying those words.
Good girl. It's a good thing I didn't put anything racial in my chat to you, because now you broadcast it to everybody.
I'm bleeping it. I'm bleeping everything you're saying when you say those words. People
think, but you broadcast in my chat.
Shut up.
It's a good thing I didn't say anything racial.
Just shut up and listen to your goddamn stupid video that you made me play. Why isn't it playing? God damn it. Cheryl? Cheryl?
Oh. Yeah.
If you are okay, then you can support her. Because
yes, I would love to do that.
All of my patients is like that.
That sounds like a good bet.
Yes.
Oh.
So, because you've been through the lonely part and everything.
I see duty, Cheryl.
If you push, you can be better.
It's better.
Oh, no.
I like this. This is on YouTube.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me? Is this some...
Yeah, I know, but I expected the dirtiness of the mess. Oh, I bet that's a big pee.
Oh, my God, Cheryl. Oh, my God.
Ew,
Cheryl. I hate you so much. Jesus Christ.
Oh. You too could have a cum log diet. Is this a diet?
Is this an infomercial? Oh, I love how you flambéed my canoes. Jesus Christ, Cheryl, that is a disaster. Oh my God, what just came out? What is coming out?
Packing.
Simply unpacking. My God.
It looks like silly string.
Look how much is in there.
That's a different feeling.
Look at those clams.
Wow.
Is that what women look like? Is that what they...
Cheryl, her lips...
I don't look like that. My lips don't look like an exploded bomb between my legs.
Cheryl, her lips are like 10 feet too high.
That's because we're her deep one. Look at those lips.
This is so gross.
Look at all that.
I
want to
pee like crazy.
Okay, that's it. That's it.
I want to pee like crazy.
That's it.
Is it finished?
Yes.
It's finished.
After this?
I finished.
Look at all that.
It's so obviously a sliced dick, Cheryl. It's weird. That's just her dick sliced in two with a cut.
Oh, wow! Yeah. Oh, fuck! Yeah!
God, I
don't
know.
It's going
to
be really cool when it's all
stolen.
You're going to be the belle of the ball, honey. Oh, God, Cheryl. Oh, wow. This hurts. I'm going to put on closed captions.
Yeah, all right, get
over.
Okay.
Look at that.
Oh, it's got a fanny.
It thinks it's in French.
She's so excited about her train wreck of a cunt.
After all this one, go away.
It's going to
be very nice.
Thank you.
It's going to be very nice. Look at them layers. Oh, you
look, look at that thing. Look at all those hooves. Listen. Why are the layers so much harder than the hooves?
It's just a dick that they... Cheryl?
Where'd the hole come from?
How come female genit... I mean... Yeah.
Come on,
Kel. Isn't this like as bad as female circumcision?
No.
What the fuck is it?
Where did the woman head go?
She's crying. My vagina is so ugly. Look at that.
I want to go there and get my vagina redone.
I want my captions in English.
You think, bitch, that they would slice open my current vagina and make me one that looks like thine?
Here, this one's recovering. Let's see what this one is. Oh, another one. Mrs. My Trans Life. Fourth day of recovery. Transition surgery. Are you watching this? It's very good production, Cheryl. Oh, God, Cheryl. Why do you always have to make me want to puke? Now you got me interested in watching penis. Oh, that's it.
It's door for the dorm.
My trans life. What's with this show? Why, we get it. It's a movie. Jesus.
8-7, yeah.
AIDS.
Hello, everyone. This is day 4 of my post-op. Which is a Saturday. For the first time today, of course, I have not yet been able to get my own self up out of bed. I still need assistance. But I was, from a sitting position, first time today, able to get myself in a standing position. And I'm a lot more stable.
Cover your nose.
On my feet. So, actually, that felt really good. So, I don't have any complaints about that.
Well, let's see the cunt, honey. I don't care what
Steffi and I, you know, had breakfast and stuff.
Who cares?
On the same day as I did.
What the fuck?
And, you know, you don't hear on videos people talking about what the unpacking and has to do. Like, and at first, I kind of thought, well, I got the great Houdini at the bottom of my bed because he's sitting there and he's pulling. And he's pulling up at you over 100 feet out of me. It starts in the center of the hole, and it works its way out toward the outside as you are unpacked. And as you get toward the outside, that's when you really start feeling a feeling which is indescribable, but not painful. It really was an indescribable feeling. But
it's
a feeling of me, a feeling of being right. I was so happy. And I can't express that to you more. Dr. Barron was a fantastic, and his assistant were fantastic.
Shut the fuck up.
Everything to me as they were happening. Dr. Precia was the same way. I had multiple mirrors. I had mirrors down below. So my bladder,
I had to call
them and have them come.
Cheryl, she ain't going to show the cunt.
Well, then I don't want to see it.
It's been a very wonderful hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a great hospital.
Steffi has been here with me every moment and helped him.
That was really good. Not really. Turn off.
Mm-hmm.
And Steffi has been here with
Shut up, Steffi. Stuffy.
Now listen, Madge.
Yeah.
I received a Craigslist ad green.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Watch me poop 39 North Oakland.
That's in Chicago, right?
No.
Are you sure? Because it sounds like it's right near my house.
I don't know. Let me read it. Who needs to shit later would like to have guys watch me and maybe watch you. I'm going to Secrets on Telegraph near Highway 24 around 2 p.m. to D. My dumps are large and noisy. Fart a lot. Would also like to suck your cock while I'm on the toilet. Me, white guy, nothing special, just a guy next to her. Put fart in the subject line and tell me a bit about what you want and what you look like. No one-liners, not into scat, but piss gets me hot.
I thought he wants to eat shit. Wait a second.
He wants to watch.
But that's not scat?
No.
How is that not sketch, Shariah?
It's just watching. It's perfectly normal.
I think watching somebody shit counts as scat, Cheryl, unless it's a little child that you're potty training.
Mm-hmm.
Cheryl, we have a question for you from Chrissy Poo 1.
Mm-hmm.
How long does the prole, with a capital P, take to develop, Miss Reels?
Well, I guess it's more of an existential question. Miss Christy Pooh one. Are you asking what is a lapse? Are you asking when does an internal organ that's falling out become a, quote, prolapse, unquote? These mm-hmm. are good questions.
If a prolapse falls in the woods, you know, and there's nobody there.
If an organ falls out of your body, when does it become a lapse?
We have a follow-up question from Licorice Pirate. Can you rosebud whilst lapsing, or is that too much
well,
lapse?
Think maybe that's the initial form of the lapse.
What?
A rosebud is the first thing.
What is your problem? Why can't you just... Laughing. This is a serious subject. Why are you laughing?
I saw your face.
Post-op laughing. Info only, please, Chrissy Poo says.
Quiet. Mm. I would say that a rosebud at stage one... a full rose bloom is stage two... And a rose stem with thorns is stage three.
A rose by any other name is still a chlyops.
Yeah. But. And usually I go from a rosebud to a full-out lyops.
Cheryl, I have a question.
In 10 to 15 minutes.
I have a follow-up question from strip club DJ Hyphen One. Do kids at the daycare box and punch play with your red balloon?
What is this red balloon? Are you referring to my lapse?
I think it might be your uterus.
Oh, my external version of my uterus. Yes. The kids love to play with it. Sometimes I give them syringes with saline and they inject it and make it larger.
Good lapse question. Good lapse question, audience. Chrissy Poo 1 says, stop laughing, research.
Okay. Well, you want me to push it out right now?
Yeah.
What do you want me
to
do?
Yeah, push it out. Push it out.
What do you want me to research?
She says yes.
Okay.
Yes. Go ahead and push the laps out.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
Ooh. I'm gonna open this jar. You know that stuff that they put on pregnant women's and vaginas to make it dilate?
No.
Yes, there's this wonderful stuff that it makes the vagina dilate.
They put it on the vagina?
Yeah.
What's it called?
I don't remember what Circoin did then.
I've never heard of that.
What?
Never heard of this sort of a cream to prolapse your cerebellum.
Let me look it
Bad
up.
Bad bomb. Somebody was. Chrissy.
Ways to dilate faster.
Is it bag bomb?
Cervix dilation. I love to dilate. Okay, let me see here.
Okay.
How do you find this?
Yeah.
For dilation, induction.
I think that's a DNC. Dilation and curvature or something.
No.
Crevice? Crevache?
What?
Oh, I forgot to tweet that we're on the Grumhole. Duh. Hell down. Checking. I mean, you can keep researching while I do this. It doesn't matter.
Synthetic.
Live prolapse questions. Being taken by... Cheryl
small balloon-tipped catheter, small rods made from seaweed. It's inserted into the opening.
Okay.
Saline is injected. Dilators are inserted.
Mm-hmm. Crevache.
Area can cause cramping.
Okay.
Ripening techniques are typically done in the
I'm
hospital.
I'm sorry.
I do them at home. So Wait. Let me put some on me right now.
Excuse me, did you say ripening?
Yep.
How do you ripe your lips?
That's all ripening. I'm going to ripen my lips for you right now.
Are you?
Lathering it on.
I didn't know you could ripen your lips.
It's opening. The rosebud is blooming. Oh,
it's happening now?
All the way. I've got 10 inches of lips in my lap.
Okay. That's pretty good to hear. Glad to hear that. Mm-hmm.
No.
That sounded like a brock, like a chicken.
Well, the thing is just this.
Yeah.
I saw this girl on the Strange Addictions back in the day, and she was addicted to the baby powder.
Uh-huh.
I just stuffed 3 cups of baby powder in my laps, and I smashed it against the table, and a big plume of powder went everywhere.
Now, what about this question from Chris C. Pooh? Do you use the antifreeze when not in Florida for lube?
See?
Mm-hmm. Chapped lips.
What?
Do you use antifreeze when you're not in Florida for the lube?
No. That burns the lips.
Okay, another question is, does DNC stand for duty and crap?
No, it stands for dilation and extraction.
I think it's cutterage, isn't it?
Fucking baby.
All right, fine. We'll watch this movie for you. We haven't seen her in a long time.
What movie?
Just a sex cunt. Sorry. What? You know who. Oh, new music. Work that job.
I love that royal family. Royal families are Andy. I love that royal family. Royal
what?
Families are honey. They celebrate genitalia. They celebrate genitalia. They celebrate genitalia. They genitalia people. Hey!
I don't know if I like this one.
Genitalia celebration. Do it.
A long song. Let's skip half the song and see what she's talking about 3/4 of the song later. But it's
fucking. They celebrate genitalia. Yeah. They celebrate genitalia.
Uh-oh.
She graduated.
Yeah, she did graduate. We all know this. Anyway, enough.
Yeah.
Magella vagina or whatever. Magelli. What was it? What was... You saying she has Michelle Obama's hair?
Yeah, Michelle Obama.
Michelle Obama doesn't have
hair.
Look at that
hair. Michelle Obama.
Hey!
Right. She keeps getting stuck on my lips.
Oh, yeah.
That's not... Michelle Obama is not a blonde, and her bangs are kind of bigger.
Hey!
Let's get the... I want to see the closed captions, though.
Do it!
Yeah. Well, they don't have any.
Do it!
Not an option,
yeah.
So... Yeah, we heard it. Okay, fine. Show them rap. Should we get back to the lapse questions, Cheryl?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Xylophagus poop eating gorilla shares it with the sun. I don't know if I can handle that.
Yeah, work the thing.
Did you want to see that, Cheryl?
What?
Poop-eating gorilla shares it with son?
Yeah.
Oh, God. Here we go.
Yeah.
Why video keep going out? Well, that's because of Magella vagina. That's not my fault. Stick.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, how awful.
Oh, my God.
Oh, what?
Oh,
it's all happening.
He's shitting.
Yes.
Oh, it's a long turn. Oh, God. Ugh. Disgusting.
Oh, my God.
Is this the dorm?
Man.
Cheryl.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not the dorm.
It's happened to the dorm.
Oh. Jesus Christ.
Ew. Ew.
Oh,
that's a nasty monkey.
God,
that's my
dirty.
That was
my oh, my God.
Where's the sun?
YouTube.
Here, let's get to the sun. Yeah,
that's
that was clever.
Nasty. Hey, little monkey. Hey, little gorilla.
Oh, my God.
Cheryl, do you feed your abortions your duty?
Mm-hmm. Some of them die that way.
Oh, because they ingest your fecal matter?
Yeah, then they become retarded and I kill them.
Oh, speaking of retarded, what about that nice video I sent you from
play
New
that
York
video.
Tonight?
That's a wonderful bumping.
Where's the link? Did you save it in the holder?
No.
What happened to the days when you used to work for the holder?
Well, now I don't work for your holder.
Bitch.
Mm-hmm. Racist.
Okay, let me find it. Thanks for helping. Not. Mm-hmm. This is it's really a good video. I think it was my favorite one of the week.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
How's your sequester going, Cheryl?
My what?
Your sequestered. I heard you sequestered some of your...
Yeah, they cut funding to my daycare center.
Did they?
Yeah. We had a hot lunch program, which was a scam, but they cut off funding.
Aren't they all?
Yeah.
Kids don't need a damn lunch. Oh, here it is. It's called Friday Rotation Bump from Arts of Life. You know I made a documentary, The Heart Wants.
Mm-hmm. Here, let's never let you in there again.
Hell no. The video is jumpy. That's not my fault. Shit. Let me pause it till it loads. Buffers is what the kids say. Cheryl, what did you want to talk about while this video buffers with the...
I love these...
Tards.
These specials, you know.
Specials?
Yeah.
What do you mean? Okay, I got to pause it. Cheryl.
What?
Did we finish the story about your Cinnabon lips or whatever?
Oh, that was just about a cherry being laid on my lips.
Live and Learn wants me to call Griselda, but I think it might be more interesting to talk to Live and Learn.
What?
Live and Learn.
What's that?
She's that lady who has two kids on her and at Facebook. She's Blondzilla Purd.
Oh, yeah.
She did a poem for me once about vaginal yeast. Maybe she'll recite it.
Is she obese?
Listen, I will not answer that question because it... yes.
God.
I love his bleepo pants, even though
What do you
afraid.
Think his clothes smell like?
Paint.
No.
Yeah.
It looks like he never washed.
Cheryl.
American Horror Story 2.
Yeah. Pepper will be very jealous. Why is my connection so fucking slow, Anne? They're probably watching goddamn Netflix. These kids are watching fucking Netflix. That's what it is.
Well, maybe you shouldn't be using wireless for it, Grant.
Yeah, maybe I should have my own fucking house, too, you know. I switch it from HD. We don't need HD tards.
Work it. Work that thing.
Own it, bitch.
Because I'm out of the air.
I love the other retorted.
I can buy one-way ticket to Seattle and just one-way ticket.
Yeah.
And then I'll wait for this to come.
You remember Frances? Did you notice in this video she actually got teeth?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Frances? If you watch carefully, she has teeth in this video.
How come you didn't interview this dancing tard?
I did, actually.
The big one?
He was sitting, yeah. That's Frances. No, she has... The video's so crappy, but she has teeth now.
Who gave her teeth?
The dentist, I imagine.
She was better without teeth.
She was not better without teeth. How can you say that?
She was, man. She used to come to my house and chew on my hurry-ups with her gums.
Sure she did. Arts.
She sure did.
Let's see, Arts of Life.
I love the Arts of Life.
Why do I have to look so far to find my video? This is a scoundrel. Prolapse. That's my name, Prolapse
McGee.
What
are you doing out of the door?
Oh, here it is. I had to search Arts of Life Prolapse to find it. Okay. Let's see.
Work it out, Captain Swift.
Yeah, mommy, my father.
Reminds you of your father.
Yeah, but I kind of find a different word for that. Probably peaceful or sometimes beautiful. I can say love either way.
My name is David, and
this
that's the wagon man. And he landed up there. He got eaten with a dinosaur.
He's a wagon man, but
the dinosaur ate him?
He eat the guys, but he didn't. But the time portal make him go down further into the house. He's so happy there.
So he's traveling through time.
Yes, he is.
So he goes to the dinosaur time and he gets eaten, and then
yes, he did.
Somehow gets to a
house. So retarded.
And then he gets to the house, and then he goes all the way down to the bottom and see the devil, and that's hell.
Why would he want to go there?
It's bloody, gooey, bloody mess. But I like heaven.
Yeah. So you're one of the founding members of this place?
Yeah.
La-di-da.
What do? You paint?
Yeah. La-di-da.
Oh, is that a baby?
Baby doll.
What do the colors represent?
Color, dude. Any kind of color. La-di-da.
Let's skip to the Bobby. Interesting work. Is that yours?
It's mine.
And what is it?
Painting.
And how did you get, it's three-dimensional, you've got numbers, how did you do that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bobby, you
want to
help me hold it up?
Yes. You see what that is here.
How did you get
here?
The numbers on there?
Not hold up.
You can't.
Here, we're going to hold up your painting for them so they can
look
at it.
No.
Means no.
No, you can't.
No, means no. Can. Means no.
Do you want me to not hold it up?
Not hold it up.
Here, look.
Not hold it up.
I'm just going to put it up.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. No, people's
one. Can you stand where I am and hold it like this?
You cannot go anywhere.
Oh, my God.
Come over and just hold it like that.
No, you can't. Well, you can't go up where you don't want.
Does it have a name?
It's got a name.
What's the name?
Girls.
How does it represent girls?
Girls.
Is it almost finished?
It's finished.
What's that?
Fine.
Can you show us something that you're painting? I want to show you, what's her name before she got her teeth? Wait, because it's right. Oh, wait, what about Shannon? She was probably the best.
That's a bird. This is a cat. And one of my friends who moved into my house, she has a cat named Pebble. And
that's Pebble.
No, not Pebble. Pepple.
Pepper.
Yeah. One of my friends, she has a dog named Taco. There he is. Yeah, he's my favorite dog. He's my favorite dog. He's my favorite dog. That's a band-aid. The bird got hurt.
Wait,
and the cat got hurt, too. They got an operation.
Well, how did they get hurt?
The bone in joints? It hurts in the joints. And the bird got cut on the rail.
Back to Bobby. New Bobby. I should have just...
Don't have a name?
That's what the name is.
That's what the name is, man.
This is the egg I got. I made.
Is that Easter egg?
I love Easter because you get candy.
What about Halloween?
Yeah. I used to go trick-or-treating at my mom and dad's in Algonquin. My brother's, his name is Charles, but his name is Lance. And he used to go trick-or-treating on Alice Place. That's our old house we used to live in. He was adopted too, but I was adopted too.
Oh.
I missed your brother. Are you watching this? Can you come back to me? Come on. Please, brother. His name is Lance, but his name is Charles.
This
he's from NSYNC.
NSYNC?
Yeah, he's
the band.
From NSYNC.
The band?
Yeah, from NSYNC. I know Lance because he was at my mom's house in Algonquin.
Why was he there?
He was trick-or-treating with me. If you ever watch us, Lance, can you come back to me, please? I missed you.
What is this you're working on now? Okay. See. Here's Francis without teeth. See, you know what the difference.
And what
see?
Did you do before?
Talk.
See the difference?
Just talk.
Yeah.
So you didn't get to paint in the other part. Why do you say you liked her more without teeth?
I like her face because without teeth, it's more compact and it just looks better.
Have you been coming here?
She looks skinnier, which is better, as we all know.
Wait, let's just find one more Bobby at the end.
No, that means no.
It means no.
Mm-hmm.
How do you know when you're finished?
Yes, I'm finished.
The end. Oh, I'm going to go to hell for that, Cheryl.
Just for that? Well, or for your day job, lols.
No, I'm going to take Shelley Rabb. She's going to be my lawyer.
God, her face is so ugly. Look at that.
Do you know, I shouldn't say this, but, well, let's just, no, I can't say that.
Why?
I'm not going to tell you that Shelley is a house guest of somebody else we know who has been on this program who may or may not have cooked for this ugly thing.
What?
Ixnay on the Zelda Gray Ooking K or
cooked for him?
Eldon Shay Abra Shelley.
Why?
Shh, don't say anything. Because he's
hot. But he's so ugly.
Cheryl.
Do you think he's that ugly in person?
Cheryl, he has a beautiful nose that is as big as his glasses.
No.
And he has a nice lump on his head.
Yeah.
Over his left eye. Did you see that? Hi, I'm Sheldon. Well, I'm not going to say, nobody told me this, Cheryl, but I would imagine he's probably much uglier in person.
Yeah, I would imagine so as well.
Okay. Let me look at the chat room.
I'm asking for ideas.
I would like to know if Bonzilla Purd is available for a phone call. Bonzilla Purd, I don't know if she's still on there. Okay. Hello, it's me, Desiree. No, what a bitch. Why not? She's so mean. Cheryl, don't call her Fant. God. Why can't you talk to us on the phone and recite that nice poem you did for me a long time ago?
Why do people want me to call a suicide hotline? I mean, that's not very funny. Christians, sure. Different products, sure, but I don't understand.
She says she is fat, but that's not why. Well, then why can't she call you if you're fat? I don't understand. You don't remember it. I remember it. Yes. Let's see. How does it go? I like vaginal yeast. Vaginal yeast is my friend. Sometimes. Shit, no, I don't remember it. I like vaginal yeast. Vaginal yeast is my friend. Sometimes when I smell my vagina from afar, I know that it's due to vaginal yeast. Cunt, 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 cunt. Isn't it something like that? Play it. I don't know where it is. Where is it? Live in large. I don't know where it is. If you find it, I don't know where it is. Vaginal yeast poem. Vaginal yeast poem. She's impressed that I remember it. I like vaginal yeast. Vaginal yeast is my friend. Sometimes when I smell my vagina, Desiree, do you really think I have live journal poetry that's 10 years old? Everything disappears from the internet way too soon. Vaginal yeast poem. Live and learn. Let's see, because that was her name back in the D. Vaginal yeast infection causes, complications from yeast, probiotics, live strong, candidiasis, vaginal yeast infection by Sammy Ward on authors, causes of vaginal yeast, how to perform a self-cervical and vaginal yeast infection, vaginal yeast poetry. Why not poetry? Poetry. Why? I just told you the words. Why can't you do it? Here's one. This isn't it, but it's another one from somebody else. Let's see. I put it in here. I'll put it in the... Cheryl, this is for you to read. I'll put it in the chat room, okay? Cool. It's kind of long. You have to also read the byline at the end. It's a poem about vaginal yeast, Cheryl. Okay. There it goes. Well, go ahead and read it now. Start with the name of the poem, please.
So long.
Just read the goddamn thing.
Coin. Vaginal yeast infection. Very sticky, gross, and just plain unattractive mess, making mess of a romance.
Oh.
All she had to do was keep it clean, and tonight I would have asked her to be my wife. Gagging now instead, to learn that my lover knows not a thing about the subject of personal hygiene. I think I'm perfectly just in dumping her dirty butt, don't you? Never could bear to make love with her again now that I know about her not-so-little problem. Anyways, it's okay, 'cause I'm got my eye on her best. What you do here?
What's the problem?
Oh, it just
did it go away?
No.
Switch windows. I was calling somebody.
And have for some time now, lusting for her and all her mama's many charms.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello, well, Jason Flat of Vagina. We were just reading some vaginal yeast poems.
Oh, that sounds sweet.
How are you? It's been years and years and years.
Many, many years, yes. I am alive. I am alive.
How are you doing?
You're alive, and are you off the drugs yet?
You still shooting crack with the blanks?
I'm pretty much off the drugs. I was never really with doing the drugs.
Yeah, I know.
But it's good to hear your voice too, Cheryl.
Oh, thank God. Thank you.
Cheryl, so, is happy to see you.
Have you made any more calls tonight to any cruise ships or anything like that?
We are going to make calls. We'll get to that once we get... We haven't gotten a single donation tonight, Jason. Can you do something to help us? I know you can't donate, but I mean, can you do something to help others donate? Unless you got rich somehow, but I doubt it, unless you've had a miracle.
How far do I need to go to make this happen?
Rock out with your cock out.
That's what I'm saying.
Or you could do that. What's that thing we were saying a lot when you visited, Cheryl? That thing? Cheryl? Jason? Fuck. Hold on. I know what happened. Every goddamn time this fucking happens. Sorry, we're black. I always do this. For some reason, every 68 minutes... I have to press the record button again. But anyway, you were rocking out with your cock out, and Cheryl, what was your advice? That thing we were saying?
Yeah.
From that video, the YouTube video, the viral with the black lady with the turban, what does she always say?
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where's the money then? Hello? Hello?
So, Cheryl, you're currently on the East Coast?
I'm in Red Bank, New Jersey.
And is it pretty cold there?
Oh, it's delicious.
As cold as a witch's layups.
Yeah, it feels pretty nice.
That's what I'm wondering, is if your laps is hanging out, does it ever get frostbitten?
Mm-hmm. It's a good question. Good question.
Yeah.
I think it's an important question for us to know, yes.
What is the answer to that question, Cheryl, which I believe you've never even been asked? What's the thing, Cheryl? What's the thing of it? I'm going to put Sheldon Rabb on so that I can take my cold medicine nasally.
The thing is just this. This one time I was communing with my girl, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
She was putting her fingers in my cunt lips, and she hit a nerve, and all of a sudden, a rush of feces and urine traveled in out of my hole, down her arm, and stained her white robes.
Yeah.
Jesus.
You were wearing a white robe?
No, Jesus Christ was.
I would think you would know better by now.
Well, the chiffon dress that I was wearing was already stained by this point.
Chiffon shitting dress?
Yes, the chiffon dress was stained, but Jesus had been in his pure white robes because he's, you know, one of those racialist people.
Please, Cheryl, please don't refer to it as a chiffon dress. Please refer to it as its full name, chiffon shitting dress.
Shit on my shoes, shit on the walls, shit everywhere. Mm-hmm. So Jesus was very upset with me.
Yeah.
And he told me that I would need to talk to the Pope about this.
Okay.
And as you know, that's a problem right now because the papal office is vacant.
Hold on, Cheryl. Breaking news. We got a donation of $10 from Captain Swiggy. Thank you so much, honey.
Yay! All right.
Swiggins.
Now, does this go to any kind of fund, or is it just directly to
the show? It goes to the Cheryl Murkowski Madge Weinstein School for Shitting Dress.
I mean, is this just to buy more bandwidth?
Hair-on.
For
hair-on. I'm glad you mentioned that, Jason, flat a vagina, because first of all, I have a birthday coming up, March 30th. I will be, God knows, I'll be 64.
That sounds about right. Yeah.
I have a rapidly growing Amazon wish list. You can look for it as rishi@hotmail.com, where you can always send me money to, but I prefer for presents. And also, Jason, I wanted to mention, I played your interview with that crippled girl not within the past few weeks. I played the whole thing. Remember that?
Oh, yeah?
I replayed it.
You know what's very odd is just today I was looking for it, and I haven't looked for it in maybe 5 years. I don't have a copy of it. I mean, literally 6 hours ago, I was like, huh, and all the links were down, or they were like old links.
Well, I'm working on fixing them.
Back up, huh?
No, well, I'm working on fixing the old links, but the thing is, I had it on my iTunes, and I was doing a show, and I just randomly pulled it out from nowhere, and I played it again. So it's in one of the recent shows, actually, one of them the past
now,
2 months.
Where are you living now?
Yeah,
I have been in San Francisco for 5 years.
Oh, San Francisco's horrible.
Do you have a home?
No, it's good. Do I have a? I kind of have a home.
You're homeless still?
I'm not homeless, but it's a unique arrangement that I have. But it's working for now.
Define unique.
But speaking of prolapses and frostbite, that's something you wouldn't have to worry about here if you're in San Francisco.
It's okay.
What's unique about your living situation?
And keep in mind, I'm homeless too, so don't worry about it. Please don't be concerned.
I mean, I basically have no privacy, and I don't want to complain too much, but it's...
You living with family or a girl?
I'm living with a bunch of people.
Halfway house?
That sounds very hippie.
Halfway house?
No. And
cult?
But the nice thing is I counted the steps from the front door of the house to the actual beach, sand and the ocean, and it's 175 steps from the front door to literally the Pacific Ocean.
And that must be a co-op, you know.
Are you going to come to the welcome table, Jason? This sounds a little cultish to me.
To the what?
The welcome table. It's a strangers with candy. Cheryl, please sing the song.
I'm gonna sit at the welcome table. We'll sing about it. I'm gonna sit at the welcome table one of these days. Hallelujah.
It's a cult. It sounds like a cult house you're in. Are you in Hate and Smells Ashbury?
Oh, that is where my therapist lives.
Oh, it's her name.
Which is one of the things I'm not ashamed, and I'm proud that I've started to do that. And I know you've been bashing on therapists lately, but maybe you just haven't had one that was good for you. And I don't know if
this did they tell you to stop doing drugs?
I'm not doing drugs. I smoke a little bit of weed.
Yeah, that's not a drug. Yeah.
I basically quit drinking, which is good.
Basically, yeah. It's good.
Don't judge Cheryl. Don't judge.
I would never judge anybody. Me?
Like you never did drugs, Cheryl.
Well, there was the one time when I got my laps done, and then every day after that,
I have a bit of a scoop, actually. I think I can discuss this now because it's been quite a while. But do you know how Wanda Wisdom was always talking about her sobriety, and I never did?
Yeah.
Well, I was off of sobriety for about 13 months.
Oh, well,
and from
yeah,
about,
I remember so proud.
Yeah, you know, but the audience doesn't. So shut your Christ hole for a second. From about October of 2010 to November of 2011. So, but I'm sober again.
I'm glad, because that was a mess.
Not really. Well, okay, so anyway, glad we got that out of the way.
Yep.
So, well, you were discussing the welcome table, Jason.
I don't know. Is that gay slang? I'm still not getting it. What's the welcome table?
It's for the... You never saw the Strangers with Candy program?
I have watched a few episodes, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there was a double episode where Jerry gets kidnapped at the shopping mall and she gets brought into a cult. And, and they sing songs. I'm sorry, I just read this clip from this thing from Duckneck, and he wrote, Duckneck, colon, Madge, did you seek comfort from the ladies of the dorm at the time? That's disgusting.
That would mean not being sober because they're blind.
Who is Duckneck? What an odd name. Who is Duckneck? I've never seen anyone named Duckneck.
Lummox?
Who got tins? Sorry, Jason, what were we discussing?
I don't know, but what just crossed my mind is, have you guys ever seen ducks have sex?
No, but I used to have a pet duck.
You had a pet duck?
Named Quacker. Mm-hmm. The neighbor's dog ate it, and it died at the end, and I didn't care because I hated it.
Well, you put two ducks together. I've seen four ducks total, I suppose, but two sex acts involving ducks in the last week, and it's just freaky. It's just freaky. I don't know. Maybe you could look it up on the interweb, but...
No, because we have a more pressing issue, which is Cheryl is asking questions in the chat room instead of verbalizing them. Cheryl, will you please verbalize that important question?
Well, you're busy talking to Mr.
Well, I would like you to ask your question now.
No.
You have a question?
She has a question because she wants to know if Little Rilch is dead.
Yeah.
If what happened?
Little Rilch. She's this homeless version of Cheryl. Seen crawling around in the whereabouts.
When our listeners find wonderful homeless people and take pictures and video of them and send them to us, it's very enjoyable.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Sorry, I fucked up. We're back. I had a weird flashback.
Time walk or something weird.
Girdle. I still say girdle, Jason.
I know. You've got a lot of the same old lingo jazz, but...
But I have grown in other ways.
I feel like maybe it's because you've been listening to your old shows, but I feel like you're kind of...
Obese?
I wouldn't say reverting. That's usually a negative word, but you're kind of like going back to the old style. I don't even know how to explain it, but...
You're right. You know why?
Maybe it's from listening to the stuff from years ago, but I don't know.
No, it actually is the other way around. I started... It's because Jason Flatowitz... because I'm following my bliss. Okay? I am following my bliss, and really the only thing I enjoy is talking to myself on a microphone. I don't enjoy editing schwartzes. Okay?
Right.
I don't enjoy a lot of things. I don't enjoy most things. I enjoy computers. But what I enjoy... is talking to myself on a large microphone about the size of a phallus. A large phallus, like this here mic. I don't know if you can see it. I don't know if you can see it here. It's very large. It's very lesbian.
And if you've got nothing to say, you can always just stuff your face with food, and we'll listen to that, too.
And cock.
Well.
By cock, I mean this microphone. See how large it is? Cheryl, can you see how large it is in your picture?
Very
Lord. Thanks, honey. Now, I would like to show you... Yeah.
Yeah.
I would like to show you Trotsky, who is asleep. The last time I talked to you, I probably had a different dog.
John?
I'm going to turn... Do you know I do this program on a sewing machine? Good. All right, come on, Trotsky. Come here. Come here, little honey. Bo. See? Where is he? There he is. Can you see him there in the corner? See? That's him there. I'm pulling him. He's a little boy. Let's lay down and talk.
He likes to be on videos.
Today we got a new carpet upstairs, and he was prolapsing. We had a... my nephew had a boy...
Over. What's your rosebud name?
He was licking his lips.
Are you guys familiar... Are you guys... Are you girls, excuse me. Are you girls familiar with the prolapse party girls?
No, what's that?
Oh, it's... just a bunch of girls all prolapse, and then it's got Dirty Garden Girl, who I think must have the biggest prolapse on the planet for a female. For a female, at least. Oh,
there's no such thing. Yeah. I don't believe you. You do. You lie. Look at this boy.
You could just look up prolapse party in any kind of porn and search engine, and you'll find those
wonderful.
Are you serious? Is this for real?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, look at them. They're matching their prolapses together.
See? They love her prolapses.
If anybody wanted to know what Cheryl Prolapse looks like, I have a feeling she's in one of those videos.
Matching prolapses.
Is there an ugly tan woman in it? Because that's probably Cheryl.
I need some more preview videos from this. Mm. Oh, well.
How come nobody's talking about Trotsky? I can't see.
Because he's ugly.
Fuck you, you little cunt.
Yeah. Don't fight.
You're just jealous because you can't lick your own layup stick.
I'm a little jealous. I'll admit it.
I was talking to Cheryl, not you.
Cheryl?
You didn't say anything bad about Trotsky, did you?
I think she can.
Chicken? You think chicken?
No, not chicken and not turkey, but I think Cheryl can. I think she is able.
The candy man can.
Oh, these videos are amazing.
Can you describe them since we're in radio?
Well, this one's called Chastity Prolapse Play. Dirty Garden Girl shoves a giant ribbed glass dildo up.
What?
Anything with Dirty Garden Girl is pretty amazing.
She sucks her good and Prolapse Queen and Chastity all take turns exposing their hot red rose butts.
But they do
they like and play with those huge anal prolapses.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, these Mitch, there's preview trailers. You need to show this on the Grum holder.
I gotta get up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I'm on the bed, Cheryl.
It's wonderful.
I gotta get up.
Everyone should get us a subscription. Yeah. Well, look at all of these prolapses. Rosebud on all fours. They don't call it a rosebud, but a rosebud. Oh, look at all of this.
All right, I'm getting up.
And that's a beautiful logo. It's roses.
Cheryl, ouch. Is there any... You don't happen to see a title called Dancing with the Lapses, do you?
No, but they've got a discussion, dude.
Or Prolapse on Ice? What about that one?
I'm concerned with prolapsing. Oh, it's... Protected, that's too valiant.
Come here, Trotsky. What about prolapse on ice? Is that one in there? Prolapse on ice.
Tonight.
When they have this, the ice skates attached to the lapses? You don't have that one?
What do you mean you can't perform? You're going to perform whether you're bleeding all over the stage or not.
All right, I'm going to switch to the prolapse party. Cheryl.
Work that lapse performance.
By the way, I did get an email. Oh, look.
Yeah.
Hold on. Hello.
Hello.
This is the prolapse party. Welcome.
Hi.
Hi, Reagan. What are you wearing?
Not much.
How are you?
You can enjoy this prolapse, Reagan's.
We're just about to watch prolapseparty.com.
Oh, okay, I'll watch that.
You write a paper about prolapse purity.
No, I should.
Oh, they're bumping rosebuds. That's disgusting.
I think there's an academic paper somewhere in here.
What? Prolapseparty.com. How the fuck?
Feminization of roses.
Cheryl, how did you not get in on this?
I don't know.
What is that she just squirted on her prolapse?
I think it was piss.
Is that her vagina coming out? Oh, my God.
Yeah, Dirty Garden Girl can prolapse everything pretty much.
You really watch these, Jason? Look at all those rosebuds all over the place. Disgusting.
More.
You know, I'm going to have to put Sheldon Rabb back on because he's mortified. Sorry, Sheldon. I didn't mean to ruin your
product. That's respect.
So how are you, who Reagan? What's new?
This is Reagan. Who else is on the line?
Reagan Fox.
Ah. Hello, Reagan Fox.
Hi, who is this?
It's Jason Flatowitz from years and years ago. He used to date Black Prack Whores, but now he lives in...
Co-op with hippies.
Yeah, Haight Ashbury. Oh, no, he lives with the welcome table. Yeah. Are you dutying?
Who, me?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not.
Somebody's shooting.
Reagan, how come you always ignore me on the Facebook?
What are you talking about? I don't ignore you.
You don't acknowledge my horrible comments. I don't know why.
Yeah, Cheryl's the only person who I have to regularly delete the comments.
What do you say, Cheryl? What bad things do you say?
I never say anything naughty.
What do you say, Cheryl? What are you saying?
She says terrible racist things on my Facebook.
Like what? Cheryl isn't racist ever. What does she say?
Well, that's why I work at the dorm, because I celebrate diversity.
Cheryl, what did you say?
Well, I called him a young bitch. And also, I don't know, but it was something about a picture he posted of a girl in one of his classes, and I called her the N-word. I'm just kidding. What? JK, lols.
Cheryl, you know Reagan doesn't teach blacks.
They don't go to school.
He wouldn't allow that.
No.
Just kidding.
Not in college. Mm-hmm. Come on.
I was watching earlier, and I really liked the video of the sex change operation.
Oh, that was awful. Which one? The first one where she actually shows the slice?
Yeah, not the one who looked like Pennywise from Stephen King's It.
But what was... Didn't her... What do you think of her vagina, first of all?
Why did...
Do you think I should get re-vaginalized?
What did you think about the vagina? I mean, to me, it just looked like two dicks.
It did kind of look like that to me, too. But I don't have a lot of... I don't have a lot of experience with vaginas like you do, Madge. So I just figured that's what a vagina looked like.
But don't you have to say things like it was performative or something like that? It performatively gender neutralized my thus and so lies.
Well, that vagina was definitely gender neutralized. I mean, it was I
performatively negatively flambéed.
Wow. Did you say flambéed?
Yes.
Now, is it one of those things like after you get a nose job where the swelling goes down and it looks natural? Is it always going to look like that?
I can't imagine that somehow it would... I mean, the lips are about 5 feet away from the vagina. I don't see how swelling is going to change that.
That's what I heard.
It's like the lips are on a totally different level, like the wrong floor.
And when she has sex with a guy who maybe doesn't know that she's a transsexual female, will he say, "Why is it so puffy down there?"
Why are your lips so high and it's so low?
And lurge. Such a lurge hole. And why is there so much...
So much packing in
why
there.
Why are there Cheez-Its? Why are there Cheez-Its in your cunt, honey?
Why does spaghetti keep... Yeah.
It's silly string.
Before you fuck me, I have to take out all of this packing.
Bubble pack.
What was that?
Packing.
I ain't got time for that. Packing your pussy. I ain't got time for that. Nobody got time for that.
You're so black now, man.
Excuse me.
They look like, what are those Chinese noodles? Lo mein?
Mm-hmm. The crispies?
Oh, no. What is that Chinese noodle called?
Cliffy Lee?
Cliffy Lee. Oh, yeah, let it out.
Was that you, Cheryl?
Oh.
Are you in the bath?
I think it's Jason Flatowitz.
Jason, are you in the bath?
Am I a what?
Are you in the bathtub?
I am in a park. Not a bathtub.
You're in a park giving hay up?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You're giving hay up? Mm-hmm. What are you doing in a park at this time?
Exactly.
Okay.
That's Reagan.
Yes.
That's somebody good. Says that Sylvia Brown just told them that you have hemorrhoids.
That I have hemorrhoids?
Yeah.
I do.
Did they drop down into the toilet?
They do.
Like grapes?
They do. They're my butt grapes. My butt berries.
What is that drum machine business? Did you hear the new Sylvia Brown urinary comment? Where is it, Cheryl? I can't find it. What is that noise?
What is that noise?
It's that heavy.
Where is the comment?
Ooh, pill. Pill. Ooh, pill. Pill.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
That's the new... No, but the other one about peeing, did you hear that? This has a slight edit. Let me play. Cheryl, where is this? Here it is. We didn't even play them all yet. This one, Reagan.
My hands can project miracles. My love can project wellness. My asshole can project urine like this golden strand that's circling through this beautiful audience.
You like that?
Oh, I like it. Have y'all called anybody yet?
No, we're going to, though. We have to. We need suggestions. Some people did actually give us suggestions. We prepared this time.
Okay.
We prepared.
What are the options?
Wait, first of all, what's that noise?
It's not me.
Jason?
Hello?
Is that your noise?
Not my noise.
Yes, it was.
Cheryl?
It's not me.
All right.
He who heard it, heard it. Not my noise.
Okay, who do you want to call, Cheryl? Ghostbusters?
Well, there's a lot of options.
What are the options? There's a there was a suicide hotline. I really don't want to call the suicide
Panda
hotline.
Panda Express.
That's good.
Panda Express sounds okay.
Yeah.
You should call a Panda. Call a Panda Express in Utah.
Why?
Yes.
Because they're Mormon people.
Do they not eat Chinese food?
No, they eat Chinese food. I was just in Utah last weekend for that hiking trip, and we went to a Panda Express in southern Utah.
Okay.
Or maybe call the Mormon Church and see what they can do about a prolapse. If you can get on a prayer list for a prolapse.
Will somebody in the chat room find us a Mormon church that's open that we can call prayer line for Mormons and Laps. Okay.
And now we've got a pro-life hotline, but I've done that before. Fleischmann's Yeast has a hotline.
Okay.
Let me see what else
we got. Wasn't there an infomercial?
Step in bathtubs.
What?
Step in bathtubs.
We tried those a long time ago, remember?
Peter Popoff Ministries.
What's that? That sounds interesting.
He's the one with the Miracle Spring Warrior.
Panda Express sells black pepper chicken.
Yeah, that's
what we can do. Well, that's
black pepper chicken.
I think that's pretty much gonna. But that's the thing. Panda Express.
All right, hurry up and call him.
Utah.
Well, you gotta get off the phone, probably.
You Panda Express. What? Locations in Utah. 81. Oh, God. It's trying to get me to. Okay.
We got to make sure people be quiet.
Okay.
You know? What am I going to be asking about?
Hold on. First of all, I got to find the Panda Express Chinese. Hold on. Where's the? What's that website with the restaurants? What's that called? With the Yelp.
Oh, no.
Yelp.
Find one that has a horrible rating.
Utah. Okay. What about in Brooklyn?
No.
But that might be funny, though, because the way they say things.
Tell them that you've heard that their food has been known to cause prolapses, and you just want to make sure that they successfully change their ingredients to not, you know, make the prolapses any worse.
Sure. Panda Williams.
Ask about a gluten-free...
Gluten-free prolapse?
Gluten-free chocolate.
Whatever.
Okay, what about a black pepper chocolate?
That's the one to ask about. Definitely. 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 Yeah, make sure it's gluten-free.
You need to know that it's gluten-free because otherwise it might inflame your prolapse. And you're trying to be careful because it's really puffy.
Yes. Yes, the MSG also.
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Panda.
Ring them up.
What did you say, ring them up? Oh, I thought you meant you were doing a drug deal.
Call them.
Cheryl, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay. 388.
The mailbox of 718-388-8594-0. At the tone, please record your message. When you are finished recording, hang up or press pound for more options.
Hi, my name's Cheryl, and I'm looking for black pepper chocolate. You can call me back at +1 firm uterus. Thank you. Bye, honey. You hang it up. Hey, get off the phone. What?
Oops. I accidentally hung up on Jason, too.
Okay.
Kukuru, it's called.
Hey,
girl, I had a question about if you had any black pepper chocolate.
No, can you hear you?
Do you have black pepper chocolate?
No, we don't have that.
Okay, do you have sweet and sour chocolate?
No, we don't have that.
You don't have that? Okay, do you have fried chocolate?
No, we don't have fried chocolate.
What kind of chocolate do you have?
We don't have chocolate.
You don't have any chocolate? What kind of food do you have in your restaurant?
Only cantaloupe, honeydew, and grapes.
You have honeydew and grapes?
Uh-huh.
That's all you sell.
Yeah, and we also have sandwiches, salads, wraps,
turkey,
and a lot of sours.
Oh, I like a salad. Do you have anything that's gluten-free? Because gluten inflames my prolapse. It gets all bloody and puffy.
Yeah, you know what? Unfortunately, we're already closed. Maybe you want to...
Well, would you mind if I came there and maybe we could play something? You know, you could play with my lips, could stick your finger in my asshole, sniff it.
No.
Yeah? You like that?
Call some other time, okay?
Oh, well, I can come there and you can play with my vaginal lips.
Really?
Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
They're very large. Do you know what a prolapse is?
I don't think so. You have a great
night.
Collapses.
He hung up, Cheryl.
Bitch. I love how people in West Hollywood are so not even fazed by it.
He even
not
said even it like fazed. You layups.
He said
chokon. Yeah, that's what it was. Chokon. I ain't got no chokon.
He took your chicken and raised you a chokon.
That was pretty good.
Okay, we need another one.
I need a different question then, though.
Those were good questions. Just as long as you say chleops, and as long as you ask him what a prolapse is, the rest is gravy, I think. Do you want to call a bathhouse? That could be fun.
No.
Why not? Tell him you left your purse in the bathroom.
I left my purse.
My compost.
My coin purse. And it was leather, so it was very expensive.
It was Louis Vuitton. I'll just call this one coin purse. Okay.
Who are you calling?
This is for your. You need to ask them if you about your coin purse.
What do you mean?
The Olympic spa. Coin purse. Just ask for your coin purse. Don't worry about who it is. Okay. It's ringing, supposedly. Oh.
Hello?
Yes, sir. How may I help you?
Hi. I was wondering if you have a coin purse.
We're only for women, sponsor. I'm sorry.
Oh, no. I am a woman. My name's Cheryl Murkowski.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I was wondering if you have a coin purse. Hello?
What kind of... Pardon me, ma'am?
I left my coon poos in the bathroom.
Okay, one moment.
Did they hang up on me? Hello? Lady? Hey! Is there a coon poos department? Can I talk to them?
She's going to look. Horrible reviews on Google.
Thank you for holding, ma'am. Did you leave it in the which bathroom?
I think it was there's a handicap stall. I think I was wiping some duty and someone in my person. I was a little bit disturbed with them. Things that I saw. I'm in your establishment, and I think it gave me some duty cramps. My vagina hurts.
Oh my god.
Cheryl, that's unique because you cracked first before anyone else that time.
Boy, can I control it, man?
There's fecal matter. Here, there's the prolapse hotline.
Oh, yeah, let's call that.
Okay, it's 1-800-BLUDDER.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It is. How would you rate this quality of this call? Excellent, minor problem. Oh, never mind.
Oh, very good. Very, very excellent. Good quality.
Excellent. Definitely, definitely prolapse.
Are we?
I think we already called this because I already had a pop in my list.
Popeye's
Carrot
Ale, can I help you?
Hi, I'm calling about something I experienced the other day, and I was wondering if you could help me.
You was calling about what, I'm sorry?
I'm calling about my vaginal prolapse.
You who?
My vaginal prolapse. You know what a prolapse is?
No.
Okay, well, the other day I was trying to piss my joint, and I felt some pressure across my lips. Hello? Are you there?
I think.
Man!
Why did you do that? I didn't laugh for you, did.
I can't control it.
Why? What was that? That wasn't the number I called. Oh, there were two pops. There were two pops in my phone book. I called the wrong pop.
Oh, popped it, bitch.
Yeah. Yeah, pop. Oh, maybe. Oh, I don't know who that was. Maybe it was like Burbage
Clinic. Vaginal Mesh Helpline.
You want to call that? What's the... Okay, wait, hold on.
I need to make up a story first, so you got to tell me what I'm calling.
Okay,
and
we'll
I can
figure
write
it out soon.
Really,
what's the number for the Vaginal Mesh Hotline?
Hold on.
Plus one.
What is the point of the hotline?
You have a vaginal mesh that needs to be repaired, obviously. Just remember the video we saw.
It's 888.
Yeah.
529. 7222.
Now, Cheryl, just remember the movie we saw where the lady urinated, and that was you. you have a problem, you pee, you've got a prolapse, and you had your thing, and then it's, you know, that operation, and now you're got a mesh, and you saw a commercial about a mesh problems, and your clitoris is coming through the mesh or something. Got it? You got it? Do not laugh, Cheryl. It's serious. Okay, action.
You've reached the helpline. Please hold on.
Thank you for calling the help. Are you calling for the helpline or the Attorney Referral Network?
Yes. Calling. Okay. Calling for the helpline, please.
Okay. Are you an attorney?
No. My name's Cheryl. I'm having some problems with the mesh.
Okay.
Calling.
All right. One moment. What is your name, please?
My name is Cheryl. So the other day, I was in the toilet, and I go with the vaginal mesh, and I notice that it's starting to fray. And when I laugh, I leak fecal matter and piss all over the place. And my prolapse is starting to come out of my hole. And it's really painful. And when it hits the mesh, it's kind of like a spaghetti, you know, one of those spaghetti makers, and it just comes out in the pieces. It's horrible.
Okay. Cheryl?
Yeah.
What is your last name, please?
It's Murkowsk.
Can you spell it, please?
Yeah. Excuse me. M is in Mary. E as in N-word, R as in retorted, K as in kitty cat, O as in Obama, W as in Wendy, and C as in coon.
Okay, and what is your phone number with Erica, please?
It's 312-928-0547.
Okay.
Cleops.
That was 312-928-0547.
That's correct. Cleops.
Okay, and how did you hear about us?
In an internet ad. I was searching for to get my Cleops repaired. The weight of my organs is, I think, too heavy on my feet. It's like it's playing with a strainer.
Okay, what is the city and state?
It's a Chicago, Illinois. It's like Play-Doh through a strainer, honey. Have you ever seen Play-Doh in a strainer?
Yes, I will have somebody return your call, okay?
Oh, I thought that this is the helpline and you're going to help me. Hello?
The answering service, ma'am. I can have somebody call you back for the attorney.
Can I call during the day and talk to somebody live?
Not on the weekend. I believe we're the screening service, so we would hear you would get us every single time. But I'll have somebody return your call. Okay, sure.
Okay, thank you so much, honey.
Thank you.
Cleops. Hurry.
Okay.
It was very nice. Nice answering service.
No laughing.
Mm-hmm. Did you do a better job this time for you?
Mm-hmm. Actually, I like laughing better, but it's okay. Mm-hmm. I like ruining
somebody who can answer questions about
prolapse
mesh.
I'm glad I've got my name spelled out for myself. Otherwise, I would have a problem.
I emailed you the the problem.
Email.
A bloated lesbian.
Okay.
Who are we calling?
This is a prolapse question. This is the prolapse hotline or something. Okay. Let's call one.
Hello. You've reached the FISA Fun listener line.
You fucking
tone,
bitch.
Leave your name, where you're at, and your question, comment, or idea. The best stuff makes it on the show. Good luck.
Oh. That was it.
That was very helpful.
Yeah.
It's alive in Nambe.
Good luck.
You horrible Reagan. Your potato.
Good luck. It's been locating cervix.
Misty watercolored memories.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking for a doctor to help me with my horrible medical condition.
All right, that's the last one, though. The physician located. How could you do that to us, Reagan?
I'm sorry.
Horrible.
I'm sorry.
It's all those. It's all that reliving all of the past since I've been posting those old crumbs that Cheryl found, by the way.
Yeah. Oh. You're welcome, Nikki.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You know what the funniest thing was, Reagan? I had no idea that that episode where you said potato, you were completely hungover.
Oh, was I?
That's what you said. Oh, you didn't hear it? I just reposted it.
Yes, no.
You're like, I am so hungover, I'm not even having you, bitches.
Oh, yeah. And didn't he... Well, we shouldn't talk about it.
No.
No.
We should just call them.
Yeah.
About co-ops. Yeah. I think this is going to be the winner. I do. Okay. Calling. Yeah. Checking.
Thank you for calling the hotline. This is Virginia. How may I help you?
Hi, Virginia. My name is Cheryl, and I wanted to get some support around my problem.
Okay. And what's your problem?
Well, I've got this thing living inside of me, and I just want it out of me, and I'm very tempted to go to the Unplanned Parenthoods and, you know, get it sucked out, sliced and diced, and, you know, I'm not sure. I mean, I'm a very beautiful young woman, and, you know, I sound very raspy, but I'm actually 24. I was just from a lot of the cigarettes, and I don't know what to do.
Okay, and let me do this. Hold on one second. Let me get into this other room where I have a form. I was actually just getting ready to transfer the hotline. I go off duty at midnight, and I was on the phone with the other gal. Hold on one second. I want to help you here.
Is this like a volunteer thing that you do from home, like a phone sex line or something?
No, it's not. It's not that. It's that we man the hotline, and of course, when it's during the night, we do it from our homes or one of the shelters. So, you know, but that's how that is. Hold on.
You've got an abortion shelter?
No, we're actually not an abortion clinic. You have called a crisis center for pregnant women who are homeless or in crisis of some kind.
No.
So for yourself, you know, I feel as though this is a blessing for you to have gotten our number as opposed to an abortion clinic. How far along are you in your pregnancy?
Oh, I'd say well, I'm not sure. I mean, I felt it just start to kick the other day.
Oh. Well, if you feel the baby kicking already, you know that you're so full of life and there's so much life going on inside of you already.
Yeah, it's horrible. It hurts my... So, do you know what a prolapse is?
Yes, I do.
So I've got a really, really horrible prolapse, and I got a surgery to install a vaginal mesh quite a while ago, and so it's exacerbating the prolapse and pushing it through the mesh. It's really horrible.
That is very painful. You're right.
Mm-hmm. It looks like Play-Doh going through a strainer, honey. It's not pretty.
Right.
And I don't know how do you think the baby will come out of this mesh?
I
don't know. I would imagine they would have to remove the mesh, no?
I would think so. I mean, it wouldn't be pretty if the baby came out of the iron.
Yeah. How many months pregnant are you?
I don't know. My last period was so long ago. When does the baby start kicking?
Well, that's typically around, 5 months or so.
I'd say it was, 4.5 months then.
Okay. Is there any chance that you would want to keep the baby?
Well, how much can I sell it for? Can I keep it for money or someone? I mean, I can't afford to, raise no baby.
Right.
You know.
Is this your first pregnancy?
Oh no.
Do you have any other children?
None that I've kept, no.
None that you've kept, okay. No. And I don't even think I got your name. What is your name?
My name is Cheryl.
And that's Cheryl?
That's right.
Cheryl. And Cheryl, what's your last name?
Murkowski. M as in Mary, E as in Edward, R as in Richard, K as in Kitty Cat, O as in Obama, W as in Wendy, C as in Coon.
Okay, Murkowski. And what's your phone number?
312 928-0547.
312-928-0447?
Yeah.
No?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, yeah, 0447. Okay. And you said you're 24. What is your birth date?
I don't want to give that much information out if it's okay. And I'm sorry if you hear some sounds. I'm multitasking.
Oh. Okay. So you're talking and maybe texting or on the computer or something at the same time?
Something like that.
Okay. Cheryl, would you be willing to have us send you a hotline kit, which is just, it gives some information about our particular clinic. It gives information.
Are you a Christian clinic or a Planned Parenthood or what?
We are a Christian, yes. We are a Christian clinic. Do you believe in God?
Well, yes, God is, he's pretty good, but, he hasn't been providing for me as, he gave me this prolapse and this mesh and this Play-Doh strainer thing. And, I need the money and the Jesus, I was going to name my baby. I'm just so confused and,
now, Sherry, you said you've given birth to other children, but you didn't keep any of them.
Yeah.
You put them up for adoption, is that it?
I'm the first one, that is correct. And, excuse me, the others I had taken care of.
Okay, so then you've had other abortions?
Yes.
Okay. So how many previous pregnancies would you say you had?
Oh, I'd say maybe 5 or 6.
Okay, so...
Mm-hmm.
So you've kept one baby.
Well, I didn't don't keep it. They paid me for it.
Mm-hmm. All right. And how did you get this phone number?
Well, my friend Madge suggested that I, you know, look into my options. She's a very wise. I'm sorry, I've got the diarrhea. I really apologize. It's this pregnancy's just got my body so messed up.
It could be, you know, with the prior abortions and things of that nature, your body's been through a lot.
Oh, you think that maybe the doctor, you know.
Well, I just know that's why if we send out a blank kit, it does show, you know, what an abortion is and kind of what you.
Well, what's in the kit? Is there something like a coat hanger or something? Well, what's in it?
No, it's nothing like that. It's a few things, you know, for your baby. If you choose to keep the baby,
like what?
Or even if there would be a, you know, just a few little items, you know, maybe a little outfit and a rattle, things of that nature, but also really some information that would help you, you know, make a decision for yourself. A video that would show you, you know, what your body goes through if you have an abortion and what the baby goes through.
Well, I've seen it. You know, I don't need no kit to show that. And,
well,
you know, I wrote into my friend Sylvia Brown, her show, and I asked her some questions, and she didn't say anything about, you know, this abortion stuff and that being a problem with the Lord and all.
Yeah, different people do have different viewpoints. You know,
what's going on?
I don't know.
Must be some interference.
Yeah, but you're familiar with God's commandment, thou shalt not kill?
Oh, yes, but, you know, sometimes you got to have some fun in life, you know?
I understand that, but an abortion is killing.
Well, yes, I agree, but, you know, the fun that led up to that, and there was this doctor that I got really close with at the clinic, and he told me that he was doing some research, and that he gave me some money for some, you know, things for the things, and we had a pretty good time there.
Cheryl, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from from my apartment.
Mm-hmm. And what state are you calling
from? I'm in Illinois.
Illinois, okay.
Yep.
So you are calling a shelter in New Jersey.
Okay. Ooh, I've got a very good friend that lives in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Oh.
He's going to come visit her. Yeah.
Yeah, Red Bank's a great, great, great place.
Mm-hmm. Damn it, sirens. Sorry.
So what I can do, I can actually give you, the names of some shelters in Illinois.
Oh, that would be great.
All right.
Yes. Yes!
Now, are you near Chicago, or...?
Yes.
Well, if you would, hold on 1 second, my other...
Yes. Oh.
Oh, my vegetable man. Oh, I hope she didn't hang up to go to the plane. Hello? You still there?
Yes. Oh. Hello. Okay, hi. So let me give you the, you say you're near Chicago, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so do you have a minute?
Oh, God. Oh. 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 You think that baby?
It might be.
Okay. Yes. It's just a little bit of blood, but it's normal. I just get a little bit of spotting. So what's the number? I want to call them.
Okay. So you've got a place called Deborah's Place.
Ooh, that sounds nice.
Yeah, that sounds nice. Ooh. And that phone number is 773.
Okay.
722.
Yep.
5080.
It's interference. God, I hate this cordless phone. Okay, got it.
And then there's another place called Maria's Shelter.
Okay.
And that is 773-994-5350.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Pacific Garden Mission.
Okay.
And that one has your same area code, 312-492.
Okay.
9410.
Okay.
And the last one is a place called Residence for Effective Shelter, REST. And that is
773-784-0909. All right. Oh, it must have been that shelter. Oh, God, it hurts. It burns. Have you ever eaten spicy food and when it comes out, it burns?
Yeah.
You know, it burns my whole. And you've got a rosebud right now coming through this mesh.
Now, Cheryl, what is your address?
Why do you need that yet?
Well, because I would send you this hotline kit.
Oh, well, I can go to the Goodwill and get a baby rattle from there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you have your videos online?
I don't think we do. Can you hold one more second? I apologize. I'm getting
Yeah, I can give you my address when you... Yeah, I'll wait.
All right, that'll be great. Hold on one
Yep.
Pond5.com.
Hello?
Hello?
Okay, so what was your phone? Your address?
Are you guys busy tonight?
Yes, we're having a busy night.
Lots of unwanted babies. It's 7250 North Marine Drive.
North Marine Drive?
That's correct.
Okay.
And that is Chicago, Illinois, 60613.
And, Cheryl, any apartment on that?
I just moved here. Apartment 9?
9?
Like 910.
910. Okay. I hope I've helped you a little bit, Cheryl, to you know, possibly give some more thought to not having an abortion.
I have given a little thought, but it would be helpful, to talk to some women who have had them before and then decided not to have them anymore. But you know, I look forward to your package, and you know, if I haven't had any procedures by then, maybe it'll assist me. You know, or in the future, if I become with child again, you know, maybe it would be helpful to me then.
All right. So I'm going to sign off at this time.
Okay.
And we will.
Well, you've been so helpful, and you know, even with all of the duty sounds in the background, I apologize for that and the blood splatter and all that. But
that's not a problem. That's not a problem at all.
All right. Well, thank you, honey. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. I'll be praying for you that you have more comfort and that.
I hope I have more comfort too. You know.
And that you're...
I love comforts. Have you ever had one of those?
No, I'm not really sure what you're saying.
It's when someone comes inside of you and you push it out.
Oh, no, that would not. It has no interest to me, but... Okay.
Well, that's how I got pregnant, honey, okay? Yeah, okay, well, you have a wonderful evening.
Thank you, you too, Cheryl.
Bye, honey.
Cheryl. Comforts? Really? Really? Uh-oh. Oops. I think I...
Oh, Nate. That was wonderfully soon cool.
That's good, huh?
Yeah, these Christians are gluttons for punishment.
Listen, I'm sorry about the noise. I was just trying to find some suction noise, and then everything I found had these, like this one says... It says hospital suction machine. It was supposed to be but it's not. It has some.
Did I pretend I was getting a boardy right then?
Yes. But they have okay, where is it? This is a ketchup bottle. You hear that?
That ain't no good.
Well, that's not one. Well, the other one was a thing said abortion noises because they're trying to find the sound of an abortion, but it was a band called Abortion. It's like, so they just, it wasn't really abortions. What's this?
Comfort?
No. Yeah, these are terrible.
So. Well, I had a very nice time orgasming for her.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Great.
This one might be good.
Pond5.com.
Great. No.
Dentist suction. No, that's not dentist suction. Well, it's too late anyway.
Yeah, man.
That's kind of good.
Pond5.com.
The fucking watermarks.
Yeah.
Look at this, a dentist drill. Whoosh, reverse.
Pond5.com.
Yeah.
Well, Madge, that was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So glad that we were able to make a few phone calls.
That was
and
really
that I was
good.
Able to enunciate and spell my name multiple times and talk about my multiple past abortions with somebody that cared from their home. It's like a phone sex line. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was a long drum, Cheryl.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me on your drum.
Chicken. Hold on 1 second. I'm going to stop and save. Don't go anywhere, okay? Okay, guess what? We're black. Well, Cheryl, you there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Olympic spa.
Wonderful, wonderful. I'm a little disappointed that we only got one donation today. I think what happens is when
it's a little ridiculous that we got one donation for all of that. I hope that people listening to this Grum will appreciate the hard work and determination of Cheryl Murkowsk and Murkowsk and her foon Cool.
And we even had the famous Reagan Fox from Big Brother, CBS's Big Brother, on the program.
Yeah, registered copyright performativity.
And I think that we should at least get more money. And the other thing is, look, how long was it we didn't do a show and everybody was bitching? Let's be real, Cheryl. How long did we do a show and everybody's bitching?
It might
show,
be a while again, you know. Yeah.
And then they always say, oh, we'll donate if you do a show. Bullshit.
Now, that's those right. Of you now it's going to be a while. And so it's just that's a fine. Right,
because you don't donate. But that's fine, yeah. So don't go bitching, even though it's...
Don't go bitching, my heart.
There's nothing, you know, there's really nothing better than asking a stranger if they know what a prolapse is and telling them about your hoyups and vaginal mesh.
The, you know, thing living inside of you.
The Play-Doh was pretty good.
Just want to get out of you.
The Play-Doh was pretty good, except you said it wrong the first time. You said, like, Play-Doh or something.
Play-Doh. Yeah, nothing wrong with Play-Doh, man.
What is this? Oh, I was laughing so hard, though. Did you see me?
What?
Did you see me laughing on the video? I was laughing so hard.
I had to turn it off because, I mean, otherwise I would just lose it.
Strip club DJ, yes, I have tons of miles, but why would I want to go to Manila? I have like 170,000 miles. Why would I want to go to Manila? I'm not going to get AIDS fucked by a tranny, if that's what you're thinking.
You're not, or you haven't yet.
I don't. No, I have not, and I don't plan on it. But thank you for axing. Chicago Miracle Mile. You're going to be here? Wait a second. I think Strip Club DJ looks a little bit too... Knows too much.
What?
I think Strip Club DJ has been pranking Dorm, if you know what I mean.
He's pranking the dorm?
Shh. I think he has a little too much information. He says,
what?
Look at the comments. He says, Coco Dorm was paying $20 for cream pies.
How does he know that? He called them and they told him that. They tell people that over the. Let's call right now.
No, we are not.
That sounds like a nice cool for my room. Going to Manila.
Dreadlocked Manila Manor. Hot.
The dorm is going to Manila?
Look at this. What is he saying? He doesn't even make sense.
Outsourcing darkies. Is Dee Dee going to Manila now? May I answer the question?
I'm just upset because there were so many things I wanted to tell you about, and I just don't remember them. I have to create a list for Cheryl. Because I have a list now for my podcast.
You should just make a shared Google document for us.
Oh, fuck that shared Google shit.
Well, then we have a nice list, and we can just put
I can
stuff
do a shared
power.
Reminder from... we can share the reminder from OS 10. I will do that.
No reminder. OS reminders.
Because you have a blown.
I devices because I'm not rich like some bloated lesbian.
But I don't have time.
Woman with children.
I don't have time to click 30 things to get into a dual Google Doc.
It's too complicated.
You gotta click too many things for that shit.
Click.
Yeah, you gotta click a million things. Tell me how you can just hit one click and you're on your reminders, huh? No, you gotta log in, you gotta type in your goddamn shit. I have 20 layers of security. It's gotta call me back. It's gotta give me a code number. Fuck that shit. I ain't got time for that, chicken. No. But seriously, I'm gonna make a list. You make a list. And of things to talk about because I have some hilarious thing. There was the toast. We talked about the toast.
Toast.
I'm sure there's something hilarious.
Toast? What toast?
Toast.
No, toast?
The toaster, the waffles.
Oh, yeah, that was a long time ago.
Because it was. We've been grumbling so much, it's different now.
Yeah, well, don't worry. There will be a few weeks between.
By the way, I'm looking for a job.
Oh, yeah, good luck with that. Yeah.
Right. I have good qualifications, Cations. Mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe we could do micropayments and also crowdsourcing in-store purchases.
Definitely.
And, I thought we could start taking bitcoins as well. And maybe we'd have a conference with fat people.
I think that's a great idea. And do you want to do it in Red Bank? It's a wonderful place.
It's kind of far, honey. Did I show you the disgusting video? Not disgusting, but there's a video I had to put on a DVD today of somebody having sex with a person in a hairdryer. Did I send you that?
No.
I didn't? The dryer?
Share it now.
Oh, my God, Cheryl. It's in a... I didn't send you this? He's having sex with somebody in a clothes dryer.
What?
I'm sure I sent it to you.
Inside of the clothes dryer.
Sending now.
Inside of one.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
I just mailed it to you.
Mm-hmm. Why can't you show it on the Gromoon?
Because I can't... Because I can't disclose any actual footage from the program.
I
can only show outtakes, and this is not an outtake. If you want to see it, you have to go to Raw.
Man.
What?
Why is there a pile and a hair in a clothes dryer?
I guess he was ashy. Do you think I looked ashy as Precious? I think I looked a little ashy.
Yeah.
Let me show you another still from that, Cheryl.
Great.
Please.
I'm so excited.
Please entertain the audience.
I know. Can I share it with the audience?
No, you can't. Cheryl, you know you can't.
No, you can't.
Don't, Cheryl, you can't do that, okay?
Okay.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, let me find the other one.
I don't know where to put it if I was going to share.
What do you mean? You're not going to share it, Cheryl. Seriously. Okay. I just emailed it to you.
I know, but it's not on the internet, so I can share it.
You don't know how to use fucking Dropbox, you stupid cunt. And you're not going to share it. What are you talking about?
Oh.
Jesus Christ, idiot.
Who are you?
What do you mean? You don't know how to use... I don't even know what you're talking about. Or are you talking about... You were talking about sharing something else, right?
Clips.
Clips.
I'm too tired to do all that, Mies.
Don't fuck it up, Cheryl. Don't take control of the video right now, whatever you do, okay?
Take control.
Yeah, don't. Don't take control.
Oh, yeah, okay. Shit!
Don't do
it.
What's wrong, Cheryl? What are you laughing
Nothing.
At?
Nothing.
Is something coming out of my nose?
Nothing. It's perfectly normal.
For him to have a penis?
What? Why would someone find that hot?
What?
Whose idea was this?
I don't know. What are you talking about? The hairdryer?
Yeah, who's it? Yeah, what's...
Well, that wasn't... I didn't shoot it, so I don't know. Yeah.
It's pretty good, Matt.
What do you mean?
Nothing. Thanks for emailing that.
You took my screen, didn't you?
Yeah.
Damn it.
There was a black inside of the clothes dryer getting fucked.
That, now, you know what you get now is Sheldon Rabb, Shelley.
Shelley?
Mm-hmm.
Who is that?
Someone hot.
Looking her up.
Look at how his nose is bigger than
Fred
his...
Frank, litigation counsel resident. He's a lawyer.
Shh.
Well, anyone can look him up.
But Cheryl, look at his nose.
Like, look at that picture. horrible. He's got a bump on his head.
I think he's got a hunchback, too. Look at it. Doesn't it look a little asymmetrical?
I need some more images of her.
What's that on his chin? It looks like an ass. Cheryl.
Oh, what?
What's that on his chin? It looks like a dick hole, doesn't it? But Cheryl, seriously, look at how his nose is bigger than each lens of his glasses. And then he's got that bump on his head. Do you see that? That bump?
Man, so I don't think he would appreciate you talking about him like that. If Sheldon knew that you were talking about
it's Shelley. You can call me Shelley. He did the pregram. What are you talking about?
Oh.
Didn't you hear the pregram? That was Shelley.
A pregram?
Mm-hmm.
About comfort again? Oh, I don't know anything. I don't want anything about that yet.
I can't believe you asked her about comfort.
That's how I got pregnant, you know.
What did she say? Because I actually took the microphone, the headphone off at that point. What did she say when you asked her about cum farts?
One moment.
It's when someone comes inside of you and you push it out.
That's it?
Did you hear it?
That's a cream pie. She just said, oh.
No. It's when someone comes inside of you and you push it out.
No.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, no, definitely, definitely, definitely. Go see a doctor.
Mini mover, but, you know, I look for...
Phil is so loud.
Okay.
Phil is so loud. Oh, that's me.
I'm going to play one more clip, which we may have played last week. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But, oops, what's that doing there? I don't know how that got there from you taking control.
Mm-hmm.
Do the switch to the holder. Yes, you know what we're going to hear now, Cheryl, don't you? In closing.
Cheryl from Illinois says, I had this horrible medical condition called a prolapse, and I am not sure if I should have it surgically corrected. Yes, you should. Definitely.
Yes, you should. Definitely. Definitely. Definitely.
I also don't know if I should see a lawyer about seeing the doctor. Suing the doctor that failed to fix it last time. You got to give doctors a break. Some are faulty like anybody else.
Doctors, lawyers, psychics,
anybody. But this is not the doctor's fault. Sometimes
right,
you can take care of a prolapse and then it'll come right back. But this time it'll be fixed. It'll be surgically hiked. It keeps getting worse and I can barely walk and I am in constant pain. But you ought to do some Kegel, Cheryl. And if you don't know how to do that, then talk to an OBGYN.
Licks lips. Cheryl?
Excuse me?
Wait a second. There was one thing, and now I forgot. It was funny, and now I forgot. Shit. Oh, wrong holder. There was something I was looking for.
What?
I was going to say something or do something. I was looking for a clip or something. I can't. Oh, yes, we have the rest. We haven't played the rest of the holder. The new clips. You haven't heard them all. The double holder, right? There's a whole section. Okay, I'm just going to go through them. This is called People Say.
People say shut up. People say I'll get off when I want. People say, yes, you see, this group will rush you, Larry, and just beat the tar out of you. I will in a minute. I'm very interested in talking to them right now.
This one is called Map.
Can you see me with the map? You know, and here we have...
Atlantis.
Because you see, a lot of us have lived, whether you believe that or not, in a time of Atlantis where there were tidal waves and everything. So guess what? All the Atlanteans are back, and now we're going to have the big meteor explosion. We're going to have tidal waves.
She's right about the meteor. You got to give her that other way out. Cheryl, the next one's called Porky.
My wife's too fat. What? Porky?
Dropping.
And you men, you know, God love you. You know, you talk about us dropping. Do we want to talk about the things that are dropping on you?
Yes.
Mirror.
put a bag over your head and stand in front of a full-length mirror and look at yourself.
Heavier?
Because, see, the good thing about getting heavier is you have no wrinkles. Do you ever notice that? No. Oh, you just get chubbier and chubbier and the wrinkles go out.
That's true.
I figured that a long time ago, except I don't know what the rest of this is doing down here. That's I've talked to that cell for a long time. And those cells say, screw you, I'm dropping. I don't care what you say.
Okay.
That's a good one for lying.
Do you ever notice that has a life of its own, those things? Yeah. What
She's
is that?
About a blubber cunt? It's a penis, honey. This is called feet.
What is wrong with my feet?
220s.
I said, I'm going to trade you in for 220s. He said, you're not wired for 220s. I said, oh, yeah, I am.
Oh.
This one's called crazy.
I don't want you to think I'm crazy.
This one's called underpants.
So in third grade, I'm walking by this clothesline, and I see underpants hanging on the clothesline. And I say to myself, underpants goes on a bottom.
Speaking of bottoms, the next one is called, seriously, Reagan Fox.
Bottoms are dirty, right? They always were. Naughty parts, your mother said.
Mm-hmm. Dirty.
Oh, my God, that's a dirty thought.
Shit and damn.
And people are so afraid, they say, oh, God, I said shit and damn.
Sucker.
Find another sucker.
Disabled.
You know what's so marvelous is that we have people that are disabled.
Zinc.
Are you taking zinc for your prostate area?
Ovum.
But you also have a problem with your... No, no, it's your left ovary.
Republicant.
You know, my whole family has always been Republican, and they're probably rolling over in their graves.
Enjoy murder.
See, the thing you've got to understand is some people like to be martyred.
Stomach.
And he said that he also had a problem with his stomach.
Yes.
Ralph.
Would you tell anybody who's investigating this that there is somebody by the name of Ralph?
Right first time.
Was your aunt small, little person? What do you see? I'm 5'9". Was she about 5'3", 5'4"? Oval face, small eyes. Was she 5'2", 5'3"?
Okay, I need to explain what he did there. That's very interesting. What Krumpelstiltskin did is he took out all of the person who would ask the question. They took out all of the person asking questions, responses to Sylvia. So all you hear is Sylvia guessing, and it becomes very apparent how she just, you know, questions people in order to make it sound like
she doesn't. Society.
Yes, she does listen.
She's
was your aunt small?
Small. Was grandma small? Person?
What do you see? I'm 5'9". Was she about 5'3", 5'4"? Oval face, small eyes. Was she 5'2", 5'3"? 5'3", maybe 5'4". Prominent nose, round-faced, older, much older. Do you know who that is? The little person, 5'3", 5'4". Nobody knows what their family looks like in this group. All right, well, anyway, they've got the right person in jail.
Thank you.
Sylvia Snatch.
Doesn't work too well. Maybe for about 3 seconds.
Sandy.
A sandy-haired guy with blue eyes.
Montel.
Montel always says, and I should have said that, don't ask me if you don't want to know.
Wobbly.
He's got 2 months to be a little wobbly, but so what? That's still going to be accelerated.
Expanding.
And also, it looks like it's expanding.
STDs.
See, when you nail somebody, do you want to die? Do you want to be sick?
Spanking.
What about a spanking?
Blown owner.
Hi, Sylvia. My name is Tito Pearl, and I have a question about my son, Kobe.
What you've got...
Wait.
Hi, Sylvia. My name is Tito Pearl.
The next one is called Madge's Food Allergy.
What you've got is an allergy, and there's a lot of people that have it.
Okay. Spastic.
What happened to the one before that? Tito Pearl.
Sylvia, my name is Tito Pearl, and I have a question about my son, Kobe.
That's called blown owner. Spastic colon.
What you have spastic colon.
Ass urine. Well, play this again. It's been played before today.
My hands can project miracles.
Oh my God. Yeah,
cheers.
My love can project wellness. My asshole can project urine like this golden strand that's circling through this beautiful audience.
Oh my God, Cheryl, I'm only half done. Diarrhea?
Oh my God.
Any bacteria in my body will be rinsed out.
Cell phone in the buttocks.
Speak to those cells in the buttocks area.
Through a pelvic girdle.
Moving through the whole pelvic girdle.
Pants down.
And don't loosen anything, because we had that once and a guy stood up and his pants came down.
Pill.
Pill.
secret white.
Secret white lighters.
Ah.
Oh, one of those.
Yeah, rasp.
God.
I like that one.
God.
Help the elderly.
Do that one again, rasp.
Cross-legged for 3 hours. Why don't they get up with their dead ass and go do something? Instead of chanting peanut butter or whatever the hell they're chanting. Go help the elderly.
Rasp.
God. God. I worry about people who sit cross-legged for 3 hours. Why don't they... I worry about people who sit cross-legged for 3 hours. Why don't they get up with their dead ass and go do something?
Religion pot.
It's because religion tried to put us all in a pot.
Art classes.
But you ought to get her into some art. Art classes. Can't help it. It's just part of the thing.
Mm-hmm. Memra har har.
Raise your hands if you've had a perfect, wonderful life. And we'll see if you're an alien. There. Oh, well, sure. Look, the 2-year-old.
Lupus.
Great. I'll get lupus. 22 years to live. Well, of course, depending on how old you are.
Blow off.
Can you imagine me going, oh, I'm going to be psychic with everybody in this room. My head would blow off.
Evil.
It comes in many forms, doesn't it? Evil does. Like I said, we can marry it. We can be born of it. We can give birth to it. We can whatever.
Neighbor.
Don't you know God made a sense of humor? Look at your neighbor.
Accomplishments.
So this life you say, but I haven't done anything. Yes, you have. You got up and moved, didn't you?
Lucky deaf.
I think they're lucky people that can't hear. Don't you wish sometimes you couldn't hear a lot of crap?
Jim's yeah. Asshole.
I walked up to this other guy the other day and I said, hi. He said, my name's Jim, but of course you knew that. I said, no, I thought it was asshole.
Unload.
Let me just unload on you a little bit.
Oh, wow.
This one is called Lost Purse.
I say to people, you lose your... If she loses her purse, I can fight. If I lose mine, it's gone.
Give men.
And you men, I wish to God we had something to give you. Besides a 19-year-old in a sports car when you go through that.
Okay, mare urine.
A pregnant mare's urine.
Okay. Hormones.
They can't get our hormones right, you know that? They don't know what to do with us.
Horse urine. I'm
mental.
I'm going to mentally walk around my kitchen.
Oh, yes, that's the voice I know and love.
I'm going to mentally walk around my kitchen.
Ceramic chicken.
How does my chicken look on the table? I have a ceramic chicken.
You almost made me shark.
How does my chicken look on the table? I have a ceramic chicken.
Okay. African violet.
How does my African violet look? We have got to stop using organ language in our verbiage.
Yeah.
Okay. Organ language. I think that was it. Oh, my, thank God. Jesus, that was a lot.
I think those last ones, with her increased rasp, were especially enjoyable.
How does my chicken look on the table? I have a ceramic chicken.
Chicken.
How does my chicken look on the table? I have a ceramic chicken.
Now listen, man, it's very late. You've been grabbing for hours and hours.
How does my chicken look on the table? I have a ceramic.
It looks amazing. Sylvia. Manch.
Sorry, I'm having a little bit of gas.
Ceramic chicken gas.
Upstairs.
I think this diarrhea is from the lemon or from the pepper chicken.
Cheryl, that was so funny. You know, it was so funny. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. But my favorite ones, honestly, I love the ones where we all cracked up. I love the ones where you cracked up first the most, I honestly. Because you're always yelling at me for cracking up. But when you laugh first, that's
good. I couldn't help it.
Oh, that's
don't
funny.
Don't judge me.
You ought to do some kegels, Cheryl.
Cheryl. Well, listen, I got to go to sleep. But it was a pleasure being on your Nigram.
Likewise, and, I'm sure.
Yeah. And we'll have to do this again sometime.
Yeah.
Nikki.
Even without money, not really.
Yeah, right. Well, maybe Edith will send some money along.
All right. Let Edith continue to carry the weight for everyone.
Yeah.
Edith and the others.
Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you so much, Cheryl. Have a nice check-in in regards to your girlfriend, Gerald.
Thank you. We'll talk to you later, Nikki.
Ritorna vincitù e dal mio labbro sci l'empia parola vincitor del padre mio di lui che pugno l'armi per me per ritomarmi una patria una reggia e il nome illustre. Enorme forza!
My hands can project miracles. My love can project wellness. My asshole can project urine like this golden strand that's circling through this beautiful audience.